I'm the upbeat part of the evening. I think that's why I'm reading now. Bright world. And it came to pass that meaning faltered, came detached unexpectedly from the place I'd made for it years ago, fixing it there, thinking it safe to turn away, therefore, to forget. Hadn't that made sense? And now everything did, but differently. The wanting literally for nothing, for no good reason. The inability to feel remorse at having cast now over some, now others, aegis-like, though it rescued no one, the body I'd all but grown used to waking inside of and recognizing instantly, correctly, as mine, my body, given forth, withheld, shameless, merciless, for crying shame. Like miniature versions of a lesser gospel deemed over time apocryphal or redundant, both maybe, until at last let go, the magnolia flowers went on spilling themselves, each breaking open around and then apart from its stem along a branch of stems, and not of course in response, but as if so, the starlings lifting, unlifting, the black flash of them in the light reminding me of what I'd been told about the glamour of evil. In the light, they were like that. In the shadow, they became the other part, about resisting evil, as if resistance itself all this time had been but shadow, could be found that easily. What will you do? Is this how you're going to live now? Sang the voice in my head, singing, then silent, not as in desertion, but as when the victim suddenly knows his torturer's face from before somewhere, and in the knowing is for a moment distracted, has stopped struggling, and the heart gives in.